Well, it's time for sport now with Warwick Hadfield. Good morning, Warwick.
Good morning to you, Geraldine.
And in basketball, the Canberra Capitals pulled off a huge upset last night against the Southside Flyers.
Yeah, Geraldine, it was the Caps who got away to the Flyer, leading by as many as 20 points early on and ending up winning by 19 points, 91-72, against the hitherto unbeaten Flyers. Kian Nurse and Keely Froling did most of the scoring for the Caps, 41 of those 91 points, to give them their first away win of the season and also making a potent statement about the rest of the 2019-2020 season, in which, of course, they are the defending champions, which might make it slightly less of an upset, but they hadn't won away. And as we've indicated, the Flyers were well and truly living up to their name, winning their first six games. In the other WNBL game last night, the Sydney Flames left the Townsville Fire smouldering at the bottom of the ladder, winning 82-73, the Flames. And in the NBL, Melbourne United won their third game in a row, beating New Zealand over there, 104-101. Chris Goulding, the difference between the two sides. And tonight, Brisbane plays Sydney in the NBL, Geraldine.
And in tennis, Warwick, Alex de Minaur is through to the semi-finals of the Next Gen tournament in Milan.
He's been part of the Next Gen for a while, Geraldine. He easily beat the Norwegian Casper Ruud in three of these truncated sets that they play in this tournament, 4-1, 4-love, 4-2. And that means he remains unbeaten in the group section and through to the semi-finals. And, of course, he is the top seed and he's well placed now to go one better than he did in this event last year when he lost the final to Stefanos Tsitsipas. The Greek prodigy is absent this year. He's qualified to play against the big boys, if you like, in next week's starts on Monday, ATP Finals in London. Now, there is another big tennis story at the moment. It's the Federation Cup Final between Australia and France being played in Perth this weekend. I think we'll take a look at that in more detail at 7:30 because there's another important thing happening in Perth tonight. It's a cricket match, Geraldine.
Oh, well, yes, in two cricket. No Pat Cummins playing tonight in that T20 game against Pakistan.
No, look, he's very much the spearhead of the Australian attack at all levels. He's the number one test bowler in the world. But he's going to be arrested ahead of the test series that starts not that far away now against Pakistan. The coach, Justin Langer, thought it would be a better idea for him to avoid the long flight to Perth for tonight's game to make sure his body's ready to go for long-form cricket. He is expected to play for New South Wales in the Sheffield Shield match, which starts on Monday. I think the idea will be to get him to readapt to the extended version of the game over 4 days in a Sheffield Shield match before they get to the 5 days against Pakistan. And also there's a test series against New Zealand to follow that. In this match tonight at the Perth Stadium, Australia's one game up in what's the best of three series against the Pakistanis, who are nominally the best T20 team in the world. They haven't really played like that at the moment against Australia. And really, much of their number one ranking in the world was built on their performances really 12 months ago.
Yes.
And so Australia won up in the series. And the first match, of course, was washed out, Geraldine. So interesting to see how it all pans out today. Ashton Agar and Adam Zampa are expected to do well for Australia at the Perth Stadium.
And did you notice, Warwick, that Port Adelaide has appointed its first permanent employee in China, in Shanghai? I noticed that announced today to advance the game, which, you know, in one of the more remarkable stories about sort of geopolitical exchange.
Well, they've been playing games over there for the last 2 or 3 years now. And I guess this is just the next step as they try and convince the Chinese of what many people believe, that Australian rules football is the greatest game of all.
I wasn't really inviting that, but never mind. I just thought it was a... Thank you, Warwick. And it's time to welcome back Warwick Hadfield for more sport. And Warwick, in tennis, are we any closer to knowing the Australian singles players for this weekend's Fed Cup?
Yes and no, or as they say in sport these days, yeah, nah. Look, we've known all week one of the singles players will be Ashley Barty, who will also be doubling up in the doubles. But as for the other singles player, it's a fair guess it'll be one of Sam Stosur and Ila Tomljanovic. And that's going to be confirmed today by the Australian captain, Alicia Molik, only because we're that close to the event now, she has to give up the secret. She's on record as saying that Tomljanovic, who only formally qualified for Australia last month, is one of the most dangerous players in the world. But she would be making her debut in this most intense battle battle against the experienced French, while of course the enduring Stoser is the most successful Australian in Fed Cup matches. Now, for those who come in late, Australia last won this tournament in 1974, which started a remarkable run of losses in the finals, six in a row, the decline and eventual fall of a tennis empire built by Margaret Smith Court and Yvonne Goolagong, and it has been a long way back to here, but thankfully Ashley Barty is here.
Yes, gosh, I did not know that, way back in 74. And in football, heading south across the River Murray's become a daunting task for the Central Coast Mariners, Warwick.
Geraldine, they haven't won any of their last 17 games in Victoria. They lost 14 and drew 3. And tonight they're in Melbourne to play the top of the ladder side, Melbourne City. But against that, they did manage to travel to Perth last week and beat the Glory. There's Socceroos news around this morning, and it's good for Alhassan Toure and for Australia. The teenager who lit up the FFA Cup final for Adelaide has told Australian coach Graham Arnold he wants to play for Australia, despite also being eligible for Guinea and Liberia. However, he's not in the Socceroos squad heading to Jordan. Rather, he'll go to China with the Australian under-23 side, a more gentle initiation into international soccer for him, Geraldine.
And in hockey, the Canberra Chill are back to full strength for this weekend's National League semi-final against Melbourne.
I heard you laugh when you said Canberra Chill. Look, Olympic hopefuls Brooke Peris, Edwita Bone and Kalindi Comerford back from national duties and into the side that only just scraped into the semi-finals, while HC Melbourne finished the home and away season on top of the ladder. And they've got a few hockey roos of their own, including goalkeeper Rachel Lynch. The Melbourne men are also through to the semi-finals, but theirs is that's an away game against New South Wales, the undefeated minor premier. And the other men's semi-final is between Brisbane and Tasmania, and in the women's it's Brisbane against Adelaide, Geraldine.
Thank you. I always worry with these names, Warwick. I rely on you. Thank you, Warwick. Have a lovely weekend.
Good on you, Geraldine.